Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our fall membership drive. More about that in just a minute. First, it is that time of year when we're sort of taking stock of our financial circumstances. The end of the year is coming up. There's all kinds of considerations that way. We're rejiggering our healthcare, our health savings accounts. Maybe we're redoing our healthcare plans. Thinking about how to sweeten the whole tax filing season issue. Jonathan Pond has always helped. Known as America's financial planner, Jonathan has dedicated much of his career to helping everyday people make the most of their finances. He has appeared on many network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and more than 50 times on NBC. But he is committed to the role of public media, and every year he joins us to celebrate our membership drives. Today, we're discussing personal finance issues in retirement with the PBS financial personal finance expert, Jonathan Pond. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Oh, thank you so much, Ann. It's really a pleasure being with you.
Oh, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Again, it's our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores, you cannot order it online, but you can get it right now if you go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. It does feel sort of like a resetting time of year, rethinking, looking back. Is there any sort of regimen you have for financial well-being when it comes to, the mid-fall time?
Well, it's a time to reflect on what progress you've made during the year. Are you contributing enough to your retirement plans? Are you can you step it up toward the end of the year? Certainly preparing for the year end. From a tax situation, there are many things you can do, not the least of which are, oh, wow, Jonathan, brilliant idea, charitable contributions at this time of the year. And most people wait until the end of the year to give vent to their charitable impulses. That's certainly one thing that you could be doing. Clothing donations, furniture donations, whatever, you can help institutions in need. So I would say this is a good time to take stock of what you've done and start to plan for next year. It's interesting because you'll be mentioning Ponderings, which is my weekly e-newsletter. That at the beginning of the year I always do a number of tips, things that you should be doing. Do it in January. And I raise them by one each year. So this will be 17 tips for 2017 that will be coming up. And those are things to do at the beginning of the year. So there are. And I think the main thing that people need to find out is if your working age is how you stand for retirement. There are a number of websites that are available where you can plug in a few numbers and figure out where you stand and realize hopefully you've made some progress this year if you did it a year ago. And that way you'll find out if you're okay or what you need to do to close the gap. If you're retired, you should still do the same thing. Do a projection to make sure that you are on track to survive your lifetime without the danger of running out of money or running low on money. I see that as a looming crisis in this country. I don't know why it is, but some people, many people who are retired, persist on overspending in retirement. And I've concluded that once you set a pattern in your early years of retirement, and by the way, I talk about these in the planners, which we'll discuss shortly. Once you set a pattern, I just find people can't cut back. And I've seen people that are running out of money in their 60s, their early 70s. They have nothing. They have nothing but Social Security. And interestingly enough, Social Security, if it's high enough, they're not going to qualify for things like food stamps and public housing. So they're between a rock and a hard place. You got to avoid that. And I hope I'll be able to show you how to avoid it. I don't want to start this hour on such a dour note, but this is a critical problem. And all these people are retiring now. And I think most are in reasonably good shape, but a sizable minority are not. And it's going to be tough sledding for them at a time in life when it's very difficult to reenter the workforce.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people. Our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News and at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. It's listener-supported, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning, financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Now, if you have a question for Jonathan Pond, and I hope you do, give us a call at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And let's turn right now to Susan in Grandview. Hi, Susan. You're on the air.
Hi. I appreciate the show and Jonathan's puns. And then we have used, we have done Jonathan's, had his help before as a couple. We're retired, and I'm going to make this as succinct as possible. We heard of a really excellent financial management company locally that made a proposal to us to take all of our assets, you know, financial assets that are distributed in different funds and some in individual, like maybe one-fourth of it at least is in individual stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all Class A stocks. So, you know, I've already paid for, you know, the sales.
Yeah.
Thing on that, and they would take your whole bundle and put them into one group of funds that they manage, and it would be a 1% fee,
mm-hmm.
which I understand is a supposed to be a pretty good fee. But I'm sitting here looking at like, well, gosh, you know, I'm already paying the fees that are inside the other funds that I have, and if they're putting my money into other people's funds, and I've got that pile up of fees going on, you know.
Yep.
And you also don't know about a turnover ratio or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. So my question to you is, I mean, it looks like it would be about $5,000 a year that we don't have extra money. My question is, how much more would you want to get out of a fund like that to compensate for the 1%?
Well, they wouldn't put you into A-class funds. You would want to see what they would put you into. If it's no-load funds, meaning no commission, and no commission exchange-traded funds, it might be worth the 1%. 1% is pretty standard. However, for that 1%, they should be willing to offer financial planning services to you.
Well,
and most of these firms do not. They're strictly investment managers, in which case you would have you might want to consider these so-called robo funds, which will charge you about 0.25% to manage your money, and they don't provide any advice or hand-holding at all. So So I would say, you know, if the firm has a good reputation, you know, ask them, do you have financial planners on staff who can help us with those issues? Because you're at a stage in your life where you, you have issues that need to be addressed.
Okay.
So I think, you know, I don't blanch at the 1%. I do blanch at the A funds. Now, A funds are simply mutual funds that charge an upfront fee. So you've already paid those, and they'll liquidate those and put you hopefully in lower cost funds. So I mean, their approach is mainstream, but I would hope you would get financial planning on top of it at no extra cost. So thank you so much, Susan, for your call.
Susan, thanks a lot for the call. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for my guest, Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert. We join Jonathan every fall to talk about these issues, and we welcome all of your questions. Thanks to Brian Loveless in Columbus for your pledge, to 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Really appreciate your support. If anybody else out there is itching to give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And Steve in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was fortunate to be able to retire with a public pension at 56 and have a sum of money to be able to invest. It was told that the days of just buying another IRA are really kind of done, and you really need a sort of revenue stream.
You need a regular revenue stream.
Right.
Okay.
I was wondering if Jonathan had any suggestions as to what a good revenue stream
okay.
is.
I just want to recap that, because, Stephen, it's coming in very poorly. You're a recent retiree. You're lucky enough to have a public employee retirement system pension. You retired at 56. Yay, you.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's wondering, you know, the days of the IRAs and just rolling things over into an IRA are over. What do you recommend instead for a revenue stream?
Okay, well, the days of rolling over to an IRA are not over. That's what you should be doing with any 403B money that you might have, for example. There is an issue about not being able to withdraw the money without penalty until you're 59 and a half. But let me put it this way. If you need a revenue stream, and it's substantial, you simply can't get a revenue stream. The last I checked, if you want to invest in U.S. Treasury bills and you want $50,000 a year in U.S. from U.S. Treasury bills, you'd need to invest something of the order of $20 million to get $50,000 a year. That's how low interest rates are. So, you know, if you need a revenue stream, number one, obviously you're at an age where you could go back and you know, work part-time or whatever. Other than that, if you have sufficient resources in outside that, you can start drawing down on those. But the days of living off interest and dividends are long gone, because it's just tough. And most retirees will find that pretty soon in their retirement, they're eating into principal. Well, that's okay if the money is growing faster than they're withdrawing from it. So I think you need to sit back and decide how much you need, first of all, and figure out if you've got the resources, how long they'll last, if you have to withdraw from it. But at 56, you know, you're looking at 40 years. It's a long time to be drawing money. So,
Stephen, thanks for that. Thanks for that call and that question, because, you know, we're at the heart of state government here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of PERS people out there that are nearing this retirement age thing and probably have a lot of questions like that. So if you do, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I want to just stop a second and remind you, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition, All Things Considered. I could go on and on and on. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. He's with us right now. He joins us for our pledge drives, for our membership drives, to talk to you personally. But you can also take advantage of his expertise in a couple other ways. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan. You'll fill out a short questionnaire and then Jonathan sends you Personal Financial Planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That's for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member. Or the best deal of the day, for a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you will receive the combo package. Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner and a Personalized Investment Planner. That's a $20 a month withdrawn, $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. If you care about what's here on All Sides every day, and we do work very, very hard. My team, Shyla and Michael and all of our interns work very hard to bring you something special every single day. Then show your support, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And Lynn in Grandview, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Lynn. Hello, Lynn. Hi.
Hello. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I have a question at the other end of the spectrum. I would like to buy stock for my grandchildren for Christmas. And I'd like to buy a stock that will have a dividend that they can reinvest and watch that grow over the years, and maybe get one each year for Christmas and maybe a different one at their birthday time.
That's a good idea.
If you had a recommendation for a stock that they would be a good have good dividends to grow for them.
How old are they?
Oh, they're teenagers.
Okay, you might suggest to them what they might like. Probably some technology stock. When Ann and I were younger, it was typically a chewing gum stock, because if you bought Wrigley's, they'd send you a pack of chewing gum along with your dividend check.
Score.
But, you know, the notion of Apple, Microsoft, these firms that pay dividends are something to consider, certainly. They can relate to those. And I think this is a great idea. I got involved in stocks. I thank my grandmother for it. And she gave me some stocks. I remember Chase Manhattan Bank and General Motors.
Not bad.
And I loved watching those dividends come in and reinvesting them. So more power to you. But if they're teenagers and they take, you know, try to foster an interest. Say, go to the library and look at Value Line, the investment survey, or figure out what you'd like. And as the grandmother, you would say, we just want it to pay a dividend, and you can choose your own poison. And sometimes, you know, it's important. It's an important lesson for these kids to bear witness to how fast they can lose money, because it's not a one way street.
Important.
So good luck. That's a great idea.
Thank you, Lynn, for that call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You know, Jonathan, when we were talking, whenever we talk about buying a house, you say it's still something and it's still a thing, and you think it's one of the best things you can do. And I want to talk more about why that is. But when I saved for my first house, that was just in and of itself a great exercise.
Mm-hmm.
In what I could accumulate pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it was the whole process. Of course, I started out very small with a very tiny, inexpensive house, but mm-hmm. it was fun.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you have your eyes on the prize, mm-hmm. it's like making extra payments on a mortgage. You start getting used to it, and you have your eyes on the prize, and you're going to do whatever you can to reach your goal. And that's what people have to do. It's a stretch to buy a house. It's not easy. The requirements now are more stringent than they used to be. But you can still do it, and it's going to be your best investment. And I'm often asked, what about, you know, if we have no choice but to cut back on our retirement savings at work in order to accumulate a down payment on a house, what do I recommend? And I say, if you have to, the house is so important. If you have to cut back on, don't eliminate your contributions at work, but certainly save, send your rich uncle or Whitman sampler at the holidays or whatever it takes to get into a house, because it's you know, it's a great feeling. Don't listen to those that say you shouldn't do it. It's still a key, and I'm a money guy. It's a key issue. It's an asset that should appreciate over time, that is going to provide you with a much better standing in retirement. And it's, again, I'm just a money guy, but I can appreciate you have a sense of community. You're getting some tax breaks. You're maintaining a property. You're getting some learning some responsibility about that. It's a great tool, and the days of home ownership are far from over. That's for sure.
You know, All Sides works hard every day to bring you interesting content. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday, an hour discussion about the latest technology news and the newest gadgets. On Wednesday every week, you hear Wellness Wednesday, an hour of programming dedicated to the latest in medical news and tips on diet and exercise. Maybe you listen every Monday. I get lots of feedback, lots of compliments about our weekly reporter roundtable discussing the latest news in Columbus at the State House and with national politics. Very big deal these days. All Sides brings you programs to help you with your finances, programs to tell you important news that's occurring in Columbus, and shows that introduce you to interesting authors and topics. If these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time to make a pledge of support. Your call right now will help pay for All Sides in the months to come. Please go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And show your support right now. We need to hear from you. We love to hear from you. And we also love to get the comments and the feedback from you about what works for you with All Sides. We read every single one of the comments, and we appreciate all of your feedback. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Mary in Lancaster, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi. I had a question to ask about. We own three rentals, and my husband has about $118,000 in CDs in a retirement account. He's 64 and a half, and we wanted to take some of that money out that's come and due, and invest in another rental or two rentals. If we do that, will we be killed, like in taxes, at the end of the year?
No, not at all. If you're buying new properties, just make sure the numbers work.
Uh-huh.
You want to have positive cash flow from the get-go. If you don't, it could drag you down, which is worse than paying taxes. But no, you liquidate the CDs, there's going to be little or no taxes on that, and then you could invest them in the properties. And you know, I'm a big fan of rental real estate, and if it works for you guys, just build it up more, and you understand it, you've got experience, so I would continue. I think that's probably not a bad idea, so long as it doesn't eliminate emergency money that you may need, because with properties, you know, things can go wrong. Things can go badly wrong. And I just had a call. I have some property on an island off the coast of Georgia, and my next door neighbor called, and one of our trees went down on his his roof. So he, I mean, thousands of miles away, and it's a problem. So you, as long as you've got an adequate working capital to sustain these things, then you know, take the money out of the CD, which isn't earning anything, and parlay your real estate. So thanks a lot, Mary. That's wonderful.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks for that call, and thanks for listening. We have an email from Bill on the topic of emergency funds, not in the case of, like the case of Mary, but he says, how much cash should a couple have in an emergency fund? How do you figure that out outside of the special case of Mary with the real estate investments?
That's an excellent question, Bill, because a lot of people say, well, you want 1 year or 2 years worth of spending. And in other words, are you going to let the money sit in the bank for 1 or 2 years? So I think if, you know, you've got jobs or you've got a steady source of income, a couple of months worth of spending in an emergency fund, recognizing that you might need more money than that, but invest the money. You can always get at it. If you invest the money, you can get at it in just a few days. But don't let it languish earning nothing. Because financial emergencies, by definition, don't occur very often, and may never occur. And by the way, Anne, mm-hmm. a sale doesn't constitute a financial emergency. Okay, if you see something on sale, if I could spend a couple of minutes explaining the planners, because I get a sense members are soon to be members. I really hope if you're not yet a member of the family here at WOSU, you can consider one of these thank you gifts. At the $10 a month sustainer level, you can receive either the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Investment Planner. By the way, these are the first and second most popular items in NPR history, mm-hmm. or public broadcasting history. The financial planner takes a look. You basically, let me give you the logistics. You satisfy your financial obligations, and then you will receive a questionnaire. Then WOSU is out of the picture. It's between you and me. You can fill out the questionnaire. They take about a half hour to fill out. And with the financial planner, I'll take an in-depth look at your financial life, insurance, retirement planning, or if you're already retired, ways to thrive in retirement. I talk a little bit about investing, estate planning, college funding if you need it, buying a house if you're thinking about buying a house. It's basically customized to your specific needs. And even though the questionnaire is easy to fill out, I have enough information to provide you with customized advice. You also get a priority list that lists in order of priority what you need to do. What's the most important thing you need to do after you receive your report? Now, that's the financial planner. The investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investments. It shows you how I think you should diversify your investments. It makes specific recommendations. For example, if you are in a position where you should be investing in municipal bonds, I'll suggest Ohio Municipal Bond Mutual Fund so you can save on both federal and state taxes on that if you're a resident of Ohio, and so on. And you also get another priority list. Where's the best place to put your money? What accounts for retirement? Is a Roth IRA better than a 401k? I'll give you a list in order of priority how you should be investing your money. So that's the investment planner. There's no overlap between the two. So perhaps you can step up to $20 a month as a sustainer. You will receive both of the planners, the investment planner and the financial planner, as well as the book, the Money Smarts book, and then a coupon for an ebook version of the Money Smarts book. In addition, and a 1 year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter, which always tickles Anne. It's called Ponderings. So I just hope you'll call the numbers 866-897-9678. You know, a lot of investing, and particularly in these days where interest rates are so low, investing in dividend stocks, as I mentioned with Lynn, who wants to give her grandchildren some dividend-paying stocks. Dividends are great. They come by about every quarter. But your investment in WOSU is one that pays dividends every day of the year, providing for all of the members of this great community the opportunity to become educated on important matters, to learn things that make sense in their lives, that make a difference in their lives. And I like to think of its accessibility. I mean, most of you who are listening right now have, you know, have a lot of the luxuries of life. But there are many, far too many, in my opinion, and all of our opinions in the community, who don't have access as we do. But we all have access to WOSU and the great programming, paying dividends every day of the year. That's worth your investment. And I appeal to those of you particularly who are not yet members of the family. Call in. Your contribution is going to make a big difference to WOSU, and it's going to not empower me so much as my sense of obligation to get you good advice that will make a difference in your financial life.
1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And once again, the Jonathan Pond combo, you get both the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book, plus a coupon good for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. This enables you to give either the soft cover book or the ebook and give the other version, or to keep either one of those and give the other version to a family member or a friend. And once again, we should emphasize that a lot of people, I think about a third of the people who invest in this thank you gift, do so to give as gifts to other people. Also, you get a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter, which is a lot of fun to read. Highly recommend it. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I want to say thanks to everybody who has given. We only have about 22 minutes left in the hour to show your support. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Let's see. Let's go to some. David in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, David.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question about I have quite a bit of money in CDs, and I know they're not paying very much these days, and I'm looking for a fairly conservative investment, or, you know, some place to put this money where I can earn, you know, a better interest rate.
Okay.
That's getting a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, exactly. And David, in the investment planner, I will recommend those kinds of investments. Mm-hmm. And right now, certain things, and I'm not going to get into them, but you could write them down and research them yourself. But there are some short-term bond funds, both municipal and corporate, which are quite secure. If they're not going to lose much money. There's another thing called floating rate bonds or senior loans, floating rate bond funds that tend to operate inverse of interest rates. So generally, bonds decline in value when interest rates rise. These things benefit from rising interest rates. So floaters, as they're called, are quite attractive. And there's, you know, if you're willing to take some risks, some of these blue chip dividend paying stocks, the usual suspects. Will provide you with some income. And you can't lose sight also of utility stocks. The preferred stocks or preferred stock funds, they provide a decent yield with below average volatility. It still doesn't mean you're not going to lose money, but there are a spectrum of things that can help you, eke out 1% to take a little more risk, 3, 4, 5%. Even in this low interest rate environment. So we've had a number of questions, and it's unfortunate that people are letting a lot of money apparently languish in no yield or very low yield securities. Mm-hmm. One thing to take away from this two things to take away from what we're talking about. Number one, most importantly, your investment in WOSU is a really great investment, a dividend-paying investment, as I said earlier. And the second thing is, just keep this in mind, the biggest risk in investing is taking no risk at all. Because taking no risk at all means that you're going to lose ground to inflation. The purchasing power of your money will be dissipated even if you don't touch it. So the biggest risk in investing is taking no risk at all.
Thanks, David, for that call. Appreciate it. Appreciate your listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We have less than 20 minutes left. Like to get 10 pledges in 20 minutes. 10 pledges. Give us a call. 1-866-897-9678, and we can kick it off with Karen Lurvy in Marysville. Thank you so much for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. 10 pledges in for the rest of the hour. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Also, thanks to Frederick Black in Loveland for your pledge. Appreciate your support today. We have about 18 minutes left. We would need 9 more pledges in 18 minutes. I know we can do it. I'd love to double that if we could, because Jonathan Pond brings a lot of value to any conversation about personal finances, and we're privileged to have him join us today and share his expertise with all of the callers and the emailers, all the listeners. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And show your support right now. We need to hear from you. Now is the time to do it. Shruti in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
I had a quick question for Jonathan. So my husband and I recently finished our training in medicine and have become full-time physicians. We were talking to a few planners, and they recommended a significant portion, or at least quite a bit of it, our investments go into insurance as the safe part of our overall investment strategy. This was whole life insurance or part whole life and things. All my life, I've heard that no one really needs whole life insurance. I wanted to kind of get Jonathan's opinion on it.
Do you have any children?
We do. 2 little ones.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I know, trouble.
Yeah. You never heard my number one tip. Never take financial responsibility for anything that eats.
Very true.
Yeah.
Too late for that, though.
You need insurance. I don't think you need whole life insurance. I mean, they're going to make a bundle off you. They're obviously insurance people. And you don't need that. You do need a bunch of term insurance. And how old are these young geniuses, budding geniuses?
5 and 3. And we do have term life, both
okay.
of us. But we're being told home.
Get a good-sized 20-year level term policy, each of you. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be done with that. You'll pay a level premium over 20 years, and by the time you know they're in their 20s, one would hope, fingers crossed, that they're
right.
Self-sufficient. That would solve the insurance issue. And the next thing, if you don't want insurance, they'll probably try to sell you an annuity. You don't need that. You just need to start investing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Do you have any IRAs?
Very little. I mean, we just started investing.
Okay.
We've been training
here's something.
Lives.
Here's something, and it's. We've done. I've recommended this to several people who are newly minted physicians with very little or nothing in IRAs. And I just want you to write this down. I'll quickly explain it, but it's for people who are just starting out with IRAs who have higher incomes. You want to do what's known as a backdoor Roth IRA conversion. Mm-hmm. And what that means simply is your income is too high to qualify for a Roth IRA.
Right.
So you can only do a traditional IRA. Mm-hmm. But then you can convert it the same day. When we do these, we do them the same day. Convert it to a Roth. And basically, when you convert money to a Roth, you pay taxes on the value of the traditional IRA. But since it was non-deductible, you have no basis in it. So you can convert it. You can get the money into a Roth IRA, even though you don't qualify on an income standpoint, from a so-called backdoor Roth. Now, the listeners, don't get your hopes up, because you have to have almost no money in traditional IRAs for this to work. So there you go. Good luck to you with those little kids. Just keep socking the money away. Retirement money, maxing out on your retirement plans and doing your IRAs is more important for anybody than putting money away for college. Do that first. Don't sacrifice your financial future on the altar of educating a kid.
And Shruti, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, both of you. That's fantastic.
Finally, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Good for you. Take care. Best wishes.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
614-292-8513. If you have a question or comment for my special guest, Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert, give us a call. There are no callers waiting. Also, if you want to invest in something that you listen to every day, that's a everyday part of your life, maybe you take it for granted. It's not hard to do, because we're here every day for you, thinking about what we can do to make your listening time more valuable every day. Give us a call. Show us your support. We only have 14 minutes to go, and we need 9 more pledges. I know a lot of you are listening, because everything Jonathan says, it's sort of like we used to say about when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. When Jonathan Pond talks, people listen. But now I need you to pick up the phone and make that call. 1-866-897-9678. That's the number to call. 1-866-897-9678. We have just 13 minutes to go, and we need your support. Give us a call. I want to read your name on the radio. 1-866-897-9678, and show your support. We have a cornucopia of thank you gifts for you. You can, Jonathan Pond's offering 3 thank you gifts and a great combo package. They're exclusive to public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. Thanks to Gerald Baker in Columbus. Now we have 8 to go in just about 12 minutes. Thank you, Gerald, for showing your support. So here's the deal. Our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. There's really something for everyone and any budget. At the $5 a month sustaining level, or a $60 one-time gift, the book Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. This is a public broadcasting exclusive, once again, not available in bookstores around the web. You learn how to protect your money during tough economic times. You learn how to take control of your debt, focus your eyes on the retirement price, learn to understand what it is you want out of retirement. At $10 at the sustaining level, you get one of 2 things. The Money Smarts Financial Planner. It's the latest version of Jonathan's exclusive customized report. The planner's been revised and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart financial planning, plus the Money Smarts book and a subscription to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. You can get the Financial Planner or at $10 a month, or the Money Smarts Investment Planner, plus the Money Smarts book and subscription to the e-newsletter, Ponderings. At $20 a month, that's the combo package. And by the way, thanks to Sandra Stayrook in Westerville and Heather Benz in Powell. Just 6 more pledges to go and just about 10 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And for that combo, both the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, by the way, you don't need to use them both yourself. You could keep the Money Smarts Investment Planner if that's where you're at in your life, so it's something you want to focus on, and give the Financial Planner to maybe somebody you know who's getting married. Maybe someone's graduating from college. This is something that they need. This is a great kickoff point. Same with the Jonathan Pond book. Maybe you've gotten that already before. You don't need another one, but you can get it with a combo package and give it as a gift. Plus, a coupon good for 1 download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, another great way to share the wisdom, and also a 1-year subscription to Ponderings. That's Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We need 6 more pledges for me to reach my goal by the end of this hour. And, you know, by the way, people say this must drive you crazy, pledge membership drive and that kind of a thing. It really doesn't. I enjoy it. It's a privilege to work at WOSU. It's a privilege to bring you the show every single day and to work hard on it. I know my producers, Shia Lanat and Michael DeBonis, and all of our interns feel that way. We do this for you every day. Now we need to hear back from you to make sure it's something that you care about. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now let's grab a few calls real quick. Roger in Dublin, you're on the air. Hi, Roger.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to say really enjoy your show and thanks for your guest who is fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. I have a quick question. Somebody who is north of 50 years has a couple of kids who will be ready for college in a couple of years, have no education money set aside, has been a derelict in terms of investing money, but has money in stashed away in banks, which you said that should be put to work. How does one reconcile with this situation at, say, 52 years of age?
Yeah, you're in significant company, and the main concern is getting the is putting yourself on a better course for retirement. But you got time to do that. As far as educating the kids, you probably qualify for financial aid. I don't know whether it'll be substantial financial aid. You can certainly take out loans. That tends to make the newly minted graduate be more diligent in looking for a job, and you'll get over it. So don't get down on this. But I think first thing to do may sound counterintuitive, and that is to bolster your contributions to retirement savings plans, which will save some taxes, and then if you can, start setting aside money for college. But this, you know, you'll overcome it. It's something that will be addressed in the in both the financial planner and the investment planner. And the investment planner will show you, you know, where you should be putting your money as far as what kind of accounts, and that will help you.
Can he convert that savings from his bank accounts to?
Yeah, you can. You can certainly thanks for reminding me of that, Ann. You can certainly move that money out and probably into an investment account. Don't invest it too aggressively, though, because some of it will maybe need to go to college funding. I would certainly, though, take if there's sufficient resources, I would take, you're over 50, so you could invest $6,500 in an IRA for this year and $6,500 in an IRA next January. You can do both of them as long as you do them by April. You will get $13,000 put away in IRAs for your future, and then the rest of it could be invested relatively conservatively, so it's got some growth and could be used either to fund future retirement savings or to help with the kids' education. Yeah.
Roger,
thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks a lot. Roger, you're not alone. A lot of people find themselves in that situation, and we always appreciate folks calling in with their questions. Thanks a lot for that. 1-866-897-9678. We have just about 6 minutes left and 5 pledges to go.
And it's
Please.
Important for you to be heard out there. Mm-hmm. Now, the planners, the logistics of the planners are very simple. You receive a questionnaire, fill it out. I assign no deadline to filling it out. As a matter of fact, some people have questionnaires from previous appearances, and today's program will remind them. Yeah, I got to fill that thing out. So we'll get some ancient questionnaires, which is fine. Fill out the questionnaire. You can do it online or on paper. It's up to you. Submit it online or mail me the questionnaire. And I will send you the report back. Again, you want it bound up nicely in the report form. You get it too. It'll take a couple of weeks. Otherwise, I can get it back within a week by emailing it back to you. So it's your choice. So it's very flexible, very friendly. The questionnaires don't take long to fill out, about a half hour each. But there's about 4 minutes left for you to take advantage of this because it just isn't going to happen, at least until the next
membership drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Dalton Jones in Delaware, for your pledge. We have five pledges to go and just about 5 minutes to go. A pledge a minute. We've got the volunteers, local volunteers, showing their support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides, just a couple walls away from me right now, just local Central Ohioans showing their support in a way that they can show support. Now it's time for you to show support in a way that you can, and that's by picking up the phone and pledging. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And if you have questions about the planners, you can ask questions of the volunteers. If you go online to WOSU.org, there's more detailed descriptions of the planners, of the book, that'll help you make your decision about what works for you. Thanks to Sean Maloney in Columbus. Four to go. That's from the Maloney clan, I know. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening. Four pledges left to go in just about 4 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, your listener support has always been and always will be the best we can do for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We need to hear from you right now to support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard. Tell us that it matters to you. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Either way, for $10 a month, you get that. Plus, you get Jonathan's book. And you get a subscription to his weekly e-newsletter. Thank you to Ann and Rodney Swearingen in Worthington for your support. Now just three to go in just about 3 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The best deal of the day for a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you'll receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and a Personalized Investment Planner, things that you can split up and divvy up as gifts to the kids, maybe. Maybe someone's getting married. Christmas is coming up. Maybe they're graduating. These kings can come in. You know, we heard from two new physicians who have finished their training as physicians. They're getting started in the world. If you know somebody like that, this is a good time to get an investment planner, a financial planner. And it's some way you could arm yourself when you go in and talk to people. Thanks to Jeff Lookabaugh in Westerville for your pledge. Two more left to meet my goal by the end of the hour. And 1 minute or 2 minutes left in the hour. I don't know. 2 minutes left in the hour. And two more pledges. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support. We need your help and we need to hear from you. This is how we gauge interest among listeners and how we find out what's on your mind and what you think about our programming. You can make a pledge of $10 a month, $20 a month, $5 a month. Thanks to David Nadolny in Worthington. Thank you so much for your support. Now just one more to go and just a little over. Oh, and thanks to Fran Barnes in Johnstown. I'll take as many as you can squeeze into the next minute that
as
we're
will
on the
I.
air. Yay.
As...
thanks to everybody for stepping up and helping me out with this hour. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I love Membership Drive. And I love it because it does feel good to know that people care and they're going to show their support in this way. And Jonathan Pond, it's always so much fun. I always have 50 more questions for you. I never have enough time. But thank you for your precious time
today. Well,
thank
you. And I want to salute the questioners, Susan, Stephen, Lynn, Mary, Bill, David, Trudy, and Roger. I'm going to, it's because of you that this station is so outstanding, and I'm going to take a nap now.
That's Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks for all your support. Thanks for listening. You're the best. 1-866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station. It's a service of WOSU Public Media. Thanks again for joining us today, and thanks again for your support.